Thunder around the turn in the Derby. It's Kenzan with Let's Crack a Deal. Young Verda presenting. Born to Succeed behind those. Johnny Get Angry's tanking up as well. And behind those horses, Wasaka, El Barado, Wertheimer and Seshwayo. Young Verda at the 300 metres takes Let's Crack a Deal. Johnny Get Angry the outside. It's Young Verda and Johnny Get Angry stride for stride. Then Let's Crack a Deal and Cherry Tortoni from the back. Johnny Get Angry, 100 metres to go, and Young Verda. Johnny Get Angry is pulling clear, hit the shot late for Johnny Get Angry for an outstanding sporting double for Dennis Pagan. Won it by a length. Second hit the shot from Young Verda, and they were followed by...
Oh, he would never tire of listening to that replay, Lachlan King, combining with Dennis Pagan for one of the great sporting moments of 2020, and he joins us this morning. Lachie, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Have you watched that Derby a fair few times back now?
Yeah, I'm starting to get sick of it now. Just going to try and find the next one.
I saw there was a photo in the paper yesterday of, or it was on, might have been on the internet, of Johnny Get Angry back in the stable and getting a pat. So that story will resume. Lachie, just take us back through what we were just talking about on air before about the impact of coronavirus on, you know, on the world basically, but on your world with the segregation of the jockeys and all the protocols required, and then to be winning one of the most famous races in Victoria to an empty stadium on such a big moment for you and Dennis Pagan. Just start with that one, and then just back to the whole weird era of the last 6 months for guys like you.
Yeah, well, it was really tough on my career because a lot of the stables that I was riding for, you know, most of their work was conducted on properties outside the metropolitan region. So, unfortunately, I just stopped working for them, and obviously, they couldn't really put me on because I wasn't doing the work. So, my career sort of came to a standstill, and basically, once the restrictions opened, we were allowed to ride track work. I just really focused on basing myself at Flemington and trying to get in with a few of these big trainers, and I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to ride work for Malua, Troy and Leon Corsons, and Dennis had, at the time, been hired a couple of boxes off them. And obviously, Johnny Get Angry was in one of the boxes, and one thing led to another. I used to just go down and help out. And 6 months later, it looks like it was a positive thing.
So, if it hadn't have been for coronavirus, you probably wouldn't have been at Flemington and found Dennis Pagan.
No, zero chance of that happening. So, there is some sort of fairy tale in all of the negative coronavirus that's surrounded the world, but... I can almost guarantee that I wouldn't have found Johnny if it wasn't for coronavirus.
Lachie, you would have been the first Derby-winning jockey to ride at Dunkeld a week or two later. What was that like? still riding on a high, but getting to... I mean, we're talking about rather unique country meetings, but part of it was the dream of the Victoria Derby, and the other part is going to venues like at Mortlake within that sort of fortnight, within the afterglow of winning the big race.
I think the game's changed now, calling the dad. So, unfortunately, in this game, it's a great leveller. You know, you win a Group 1 and then you think, oh, you know, the career will take off, but unfortunately it doesn't. It's that competitive at the moment. As you can see, a lot of jockeys are relocating, but you just basically have to ride every day and continuously, you know, ride and work. And I had a really good week after the Derby. I rode 6 winners, 4 in which were for Troy. So I was happy going there. And, it was obviously a bit of a surprise, but a win is a winner, so I'll cop that.
Just take us back to the Derby, and there's probably things we don't know. There was probably a moment you had with Dennis Pagan that we weren't aware of, but just the day itself, you know, the dream of any young jockey would be to ride on Derby Day, and they used to get crowds of 120,000 there. So just take us through the day itself.
Yeah, so it was pretty relaxed, and you know, I have to thank Dad and Mum for that, because Dad and Mum really kept me away from the TV and the news, and just kept my mind on it. And you know, I was really lucky because I only had the one ride in the day, and it was Johnny, and I knew him inside out. I kept the form really simple, basically I could just go there, ride him, and come home regardless. And Dennis Pagan's probably the easiest person I've ever ridden for in my life. I've had nearly 2,500 rides, so he gives me absolutely no instructions. He lets me do whatever I want usually. and basically just goes out there and tells me to enjoy it. He always says that it's pretty hard to ride a race in the grandstand, so he knows that it's a pretty tough caper, and he can understand if things go wrong. But yeah, basically we just kept it really simple, and it was just amazing feeling, just being there on the day, and then the win was just it's priceless.
Just on Dennis, he's been such an amazing mentor to a lot of young footballers. Has he played a similar type of role with you?
Yeah, it changed my life, 100%. 100% changed my life. Gave me a massive opportunity that I can always guarantee that kids nowadays wouldn't get. Unfortunately, there's just so many owners and the horses are so expensive and the prize money is so lucrative in Victoria that, you know, it's almost absurd to go with the 2 kilo climbing apprentice in the city to put him on a Group 1. And but in saying that, Dennis is from a different industry. He's coached young kids and he would have dealt with a lot of pressure and seen a lot of kids in my position. And, you know, he dealt with me really well. He let me sort of, you know, go about my way. And he always told me from the start that if I put the work in, I'll get the ride. So I was never worried about losing the ride. But, I didn't think I'd be winning the Derby. I thought I'd run well, but I'll definitely take the win anyway.
So, Lockie, as Dennis said to you, maybe get your bags ready. Sydney trip in the autumn, Australian Derby, Rose Hill Guineas, those sorts of races, perhaps?
Yeah, look, I'll leave it to Dennis. But there's a few, he's toying around with a few ideas. Obviously, you know, you could do the Rose Hill Guineas into the Australian Derby, which is probably the path that most people would go down. And I wouldn't say that he wouldn't be a winning chance in that either. But, you know, I think he could either go to an Adelaide Derby as well. We could get him ready for an Adelaide Derby, which I think he could really, really be confident of winning. Or we can stay here and run him in the St. Ledger and sort of go get him ready for a Melbourne Cup. Regardless, I think Dennis is going to try and get him ready for the Melbourne Cup next year. But I'll just leave it up to him. The horse has come back phenomenal. I think you could put him in a race tomorrow and he'd still run well. He's fit. He's had a lot of residual fitness. He's got dapples down his neck. He's bright and happy. So we're just going to maintain him for the next couple of months. He doesn't really have to do a lot because he's just so fit. He is an athlete. He's got massive lungs on him. So we'll just maintain him. I really want to just work on giving him a really good grounding for the next 2 months, just a lot of slow work and really build up his core and through his shoulders and get his head right, and then we can start really finding out what we're going to do with him over the autumn.
Lockie, just, pardon me, just back to the eeriness of the silence of being a sportsman with no one to clap you back to scale. Every jockey I've spoken to is just really, really looking forward to not the adulation of crowds, but just the feeling that what you're doing has an audience and coming back to a reception and so on. How much are you looking forward to finally turning up to a racetrack where there's actually people there?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I look back on the Derby and think, geez, it would have been good to win it and come back and see, you know, packed stands. But on the morning of the race, I was pretty happy that no one was there. Kept me pretty relaxed and kept Johnny relaxed too. And unfortunately, you know, circumstances were that, you know, no one could be there. But I think there'd be a few people itching to get back there now. I know that my family all sort of want to get back to the races. And it's a different atmosphere when there's crowds there. So I'm looking forward to it anyway.
Well, it's a piece of history that will be forever remembered, and you were front and centre with it. You mentioned how tough it is to get consistent rides and good rides here in Victoria, and there has been an exodus in recent weeks and months. And do you think there'll be more jockeys that are looking to move and relocate interstate because of that, Lockie?
I think so. You know, it's just so competitive. I ride work about 6 days a week at Flemington just to keep my nose in there with a few of the trainers there. And, you know, as soon as you don't turn up for track work, there's almost every time there's someone that will fill your spot, and people are obliged to put them on then. So it's really tough. It's really tough. I was thinking about, you know, probably a year ago moving and relocating and riding at McLean. And, you know, I obviously found Johnny, and that kept me here, and hopefully that can keep me here as well. But it's just so tough, and it's just not enough horses for the jockeys, and the quality of jockeys that are coming here, the foreign jockeys and the and that and so forth is just immense, and this can get tougher, I think. It's going to get really tough, and a few people are going to have to move and relocate, but hopefully my future's in Melbourne anyway.
You've picked up a ride today for the McAvoys. So have you ridden for them before? And have you noticed a couple of other stables you hadn't ridden for wanting to put you on after the Derby success?
Yeah, certainly have. It's probably a lot easier to sell a 2 kilo claiming apprentice that's won a Group 1, I can imagine. But yeah, I've ridden for Tony and Calvin before, but I've just got my nose in there last month or so doing a bit of work for him. And Calvin put me on winning partner at Galton the other day, so I'm going there pretty confident today. I think I've run a big race. Hopefully the 2,000 isn't too far, and we can get in the winner's stall.
Yeah, he looks one of your best rides today. We spoke earlier in the week with Calvin McAvoy, and he's pretty confident about him as well. What about your other rides? You're on Land of the Brave in the first, who was probably a bit disappointing last week, but if the tactics are to go to the front, which I'd assume they will be in the first, it's not that strong a race for a Saturday city meeting.
Nope. And this horse has been galloping really well. He probably doesn't have the ability or the sprint some of the other ones have, but he's got great fight and he's fit and he's tough, so I think the idea would probably be to try and roll and control the tempo and really try and make it a really solidly run race because he will keep finding. He probably doesn't have that turn of foot some of the other horses in the race do, but he is tough, so if they give me a couple of lengths from a turn, it'll be tough to run him down anyway.
What about Shoot of Cooma? Your ride for Richard Lamming was a nice win last up. Step up in class today.
Had a great ride from Laura Lassie, but obviously he won a 58 last start. I know it's stepping up, only to a 64, but it is Saturday grade, so you do have to respect some of the other horses as well, but you got to respect Richie Lemming's stable as well. So, we've drawn okay for a similar run, probably just sitting behind the speed and trying to stalk the leaders and utilise that 2 kilo they claim down the side and try and pinch a break and hopefully can pull something out.
And you got Hecker Express, your last ride for the day, the last ride that we'll talk about in race six. For Leon and Troy, who have given you so much, it'd be nice to boot this home. I think he's about a $15 chance this morning.
I think he's over the odds. I think he's. I think his run last start was exceptional. I never sat on the horse before, and I'm really happy that I got to sit on him last time because I think he's a horse that can really inject some speed into this race and make it a solid 1,000. Very, very high cruising speed horse. Probably doesn't have the turn of foot, but can really reel off some sectionals. So they'll obviously go quick. He's drawn 8, so he's probably going to have to be used to get there. But I'm not worried about using him to get there because if I can get those sectionals pretty quick, they'll be run off their legs. I think he's a good roughie today. I think he's the second best ride of the day.
All right, Lockie, that is great information for the RSN listeners. And, mate, it's been great to catch up with you post-Spring Carnival, a life-changing moment for you and one of the great moments of the year. And, mate, we look forward to seeing Big Johnny and yourself pairing back together in the Autumn Carnival, wherever it may take you.
Yep, hopefully in the winter's stall anyway. Thanks, guys, for having me on.